Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Pheasants Forever is a local outdoor youth educational program designed to promote pheasant habitats and pollinator habitats alike. It's not called Bees Forever, though. It's called Pheasants Forever. And someone to explain this whole mystery to us is on the line with us this morning, Pheasants Forever's Youth Events Coordinator, David Lude. David, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So what's the connection between pheasants and pollinator species?
Oh, that's an excellent question. We do hear that. What we find is that the habitat necessary for the rapidly declining populations of honeybees and monarch butterflies, for instance, is actually the very same diverse kind of habitat, grassland, prairie flower habitat necessary for upland birds such as pheasants and quail and to be honest, other wildlife as well.
Now, I know my dad used to talk about, especially as we'd travel into western Minnesota, about how it had been when he was a kid in the 30s and 40s hunting pheasant, and there were pheasants everywhere. And then we went through a long period where we didn't see them at all. And in the last few years, I've seen a couple. Has there been any kind of corresponding crisis slash problem with pheasant populations the way there have been with monarchs and bees?
Well, there really is. You know, habitat loss of habitat destruction is really kind of the key to the declining populations of both our pollinators and pheasants or other upland birds. So, Pheasants Forever really, I always like to put it, while we were founded by hunters, we were founded by hunters who were walking through fields and forests and were kind of witnessing the decline of established habitat and said, you know, enough is enough. We really need to do something about this. So really we are a habitat and youth program organization. So where we come in at this point is we come in and we restore habitat, and that helps, you know, the long-term sustainability of, well, upland birds, other wildlife, and our bees and monarchs.
So tell us about the project. What do you got the kids doing?
Well, what we've been able to do in one of the biggest, the latest one that we're working on with Pollinator Projects is really a partnership, thanks to a grant from the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. What we've been able to do is educate youth kind of on the importance of pollinators, pollinator habitat, and really been able to create some habitat for bees and monarchs and stuff that's going to create a long-lasting positive effect. This is statewide, so we've done projects all across the state. Right here in the Northland, we have a project that is we say complete, but these pollinator projects, they take some time because they are natural environment. So they can take 2, 3, maybe 4 years to become fully established and self-sustaining. But we have one that we just completed last year in partnership with Boreal Natives and Duluth East High School, right between the Duluth East High School ball fields and the lake walk. So in addition to providing some habitat for pollinators, and getting our youth involved and really providing an educational component, because our youth are really involved in programs like that from planning through completion. So they really get their hands dirty, get their hands in there, and work from beginning to end on these things and really build that relationship with their natural resources. In addition, folks walking or biking the lake walk and are going to be able to enjoy that little piece of pollinator project as well.
I was thinking about pheasants in town, and then I was remembering, you know, having to shoo deer out of the way before I can back my car out of the driveway in the morning, and I thought, yeah, why not pheasants in town? So restoring that little chunk of habitat was more for pollinators than for pheasants specifically.
It really was. it's kind of odd to have a Pheasants Forever chapter this far north, and we're really pretty well outside of a pheasant territory, outside of maybe preserves or farms. You see a few that'll get out, and they may survive for a couple 3 years, but really we just don't have necessarily the proper habitat for long-term pheasant production and sustainability here in the Northland. But up here, again, you know, Pheasants Forever really is really habitat oriented. So our projects up here really do focus on pollinators, bees, butterflies.
Well, and not only that, when these kids grow up, they will have some idea how to go about restoring habitat wherever they end up living.
No, exactly, and that's really kind of at the heart of what we do is really reaching down from one generation to the next and really building that relationship between our youth and our natural resources and our natural environment, so that they can enjoy the natural environment that we have and the great outdoors. Get out, get their hands dirty. Really, you know, for us, we just want to be able to give the kids a chance to get outdoors, whether it's a pollinator project or outdoor photography or hiking or whatever the case may be. We just want to be able to provide that opportunity and provide public land for that to happen.
Well, David, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Well, thanks for having me. And if anyone wants to learn more about Pheasants Forever or what we're doing up here in the Northland and some of our youth events, you know, please visit our, either find us on Facebook or stlouiscarletownypf.org on the web.
All right. Fantastic. We'll get a link set up, David. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
David Lude joined us this morning. He is Pheasants Forever's Youth Events Coordinator for St. Louis and Carleton Counties. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.